Now it's a party.
It is.
Our friends from the city of York, they're in the studio here. We've got our work cut out for us because these two guys, they know how to have a good time.
Oh, Lord.
Terry Montgomery and John Leek, they are famous because they are bringing, once again, silver in the city to the city of York. And good morning to you both.
Good morning,
thank
sir.
You. Thank you all for having us.
Oh,
thank
absolutely.
You. Heck yeah.
John, we're going to start with you because you look official with your regalia on.
Right.
Is that right, Terry?
That's right.
Yes, sir.
We're talking about silver in the city. What exactly are we talking about here? Why is this such a big deal?
Well, I'll tell you, Lucas, what we're doing really is bringing 60 Airstream travel trailers to downtown York. So York is a historical city, town, and these Airstream travel trailers are very iconic and historical, too. So we just call it Wake Up Downtown. And our friends that come love it. It's not a concept that Terry and I invented, but we'd like to think we have perfected it. So when our friends come, they actually wake up on downtown York, in downtown York. So, yeah, it's a fun thing.
If memory serves me right, you two have been friends for a good period of time.
Correct.
And you were used to traveling around in these Airstreams.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And then you were realizing, like, if we like it, there's other people out there that like it. Why don't we create something here in York? And I remember that first year, and you all had like a handful. It was brand new to have this kind of event.
Right.
What year was that? What did that first year look like to where we are today? What does it look like now in 2025, Terry?
Well, the first year was 2018. And we may have had 25 rigs. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Somewhere right around in there. Wasn't a whole lot because we didn't know exactly what to do.
Yeah, so this will be our 8th annual Silver in the City. So our record for number of rigs is 86. We had 86 a couple years ago. And that made us a little uneasy. That's like putting 10 pounds in a 5-pound bag, you know. So you really have to work at it. And we weren't comfortable with that. So we had to get to a number we could deal with. So, you know, we're going to be somewhere 60, give or take one or two or three. So we're looking forward to it. But, yeah, it started in 2018. We started talking about it way before that. John said, let's do a rally on Main Street in York. And of course, we had a little inside track, you know, being York natives, it's our hometown. And I retired at that time. I was working for the city. I retired from the city. So I remember talking to the council members and the mayor and the manager. And I said, me and my good friend John Leek want to do an Airstream rally on Main Street in York. And they said, you want to do what? I said, yeah. You know, so John, you know, John could tell you why, what the whole thought process was about this in our little Main Street, what was happening to it. So maybe you ought to let him tell you about that.
No, you know, York is just like every other small town all across America. The downtown area struggle. The four lanes come along. The big box stores go out on the four lanes. And so downtown, the heart of any small town just struggles, and so we thought this would be a way to rejuvenate or help rejuvenate, bring a little interest to downtown York that would bring people in from outside the surrounding communities, because our 100 to 150 Airstream friends are not really going to make or break a weekend financially for our merchants, but a couple, 3,000 or 4,000 folks that might come in to see those trailers will make a you know, financial difference. And hopefully those folks that have come in from our surrounding towns and cities will come in, see what a great town we have, and come back, you know, again with a group of folks of their own. So that's what we're really all about, trying to save downtown, small town.
When we talk about the Airstream, it's also known as a silver bullet.
Correct.
I've learned that from hanging out with you two way too long, but it's always a good time when I get a chance to visit with them. They invited me into their Airstream and walked around. It's very comfortable in there. What is the attraction with an Airstream versus maybe a traditional RV that folks see on the interstate?
Well, that's the age-old question there. What makes the Airstream so unique? And I guess number one is it's that shape, and it's all aluminum, and so it looks like a bullet. versus a square box or a barn, and they are built. They've been in continuous production since 1931, a couple of years during World War II, during when aluminum was diverted to the war effort. Other than that, continuous production, and the overall design or shape is virtually unchanged in all those years, and they're very comfortable inside. And I guess really and truly, most any RV is relatively comfortable, but the Airstream is extremely comfortable. It's the epitome of travel trailer. You know, it's a trailer that travels. So, and it has a I don't know, want to use the word cult, but it has a very dedicated following of owners.
Don't use that word, then, John.
Yeah, I'll try not to. You better want to cut that out.
Well, it's live radio.
Can't cut it out.
But we understand what you mean.
It has a
That following in a good way.
Oh, absolutely, right. in a good way. It's a loyal, dedicated group of owners. We have our own Airstream club that is only has one really rule, and that is you must own an Airstream to be in this club, and it's dedicated to its owners, or the owners are dedicated to this club. Not every Airstream owner is in our club, but a great majority of them are, and so it creates a sense of camaraderie, fellowship, and so it's kind of like Silver in the City. If you put it out there, they will come.
Oh. We like that. Yeah. Well, I know the CBS show, drama show that is on the CBS network called Tracker, has made Airstreams very popular if you haven't seen them already. We have Chloe Jones here. She's the community events coordinator for the City of York. And Chloe, this weekend is Silver in the City. So these guys bring their friends, lots of them, to the City of York.
Yep.
And then once the friends get here, what kind of events and activities will they take part in?
So we have a few events that the city has organized. We have an opening ceremony on Friday, April 25th, and that starts at 6 p.m. over at Yorkville Marketplace. We'll have a local band performing, and these two lovely guys will get to talk and just tell our wonderful city more about the Airstreams. They'll also parade in and be escorted by our police around 9 a.m. on Friday, which I think is the best thing. I usually try to live stream that. It is so cool to watch them just go through our pretty town on Friday morning. Saturday, we also have our open house on Saturday, April 26th from 1 to 4. And that's where some of the Airstreams will open up their doors and you get to go see inside of them, which is a super cool part. And these are some of the nicest people you will ever meet. And they're so welcoming. They love coming to our town and essentially having a big old party with us all weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And they are very welcoming. The that I've gone out there with the camera for CN2, I mean, every single person that has an Airstream will say, come and check us out. And it really is interesting. On the outside, the inside, it looks bigger than it does on the outside.
That's great. From the outside,
you're like, okay, when you go inside, you're like, all of this is in this building. Mm-hmm. So you use every aspect of that silver bullet, so to speak.
That's a good observation.
You all have done a remarkable job of really making this part of our everyday vocabulary, bringing hundreds of your friends to the City of York, a city that you all are proud of.
Oh, yeah.
It's part of your DNA. City officials love it because you're bringing like heads and beds. And plus, you're exposing our community to this style of life that hopefully might pique their interest.
Yeah, Mark. So, Lucas, we want to reiterate that the City of York has never pushed back whatsoever. They have embraced this project from the start, from City Hall to the Fire Department, the Police Department, the Public Works Department. I mean, they realize the importance and the struggle for any small town, downtown especially, to survive. So that makes us, Terry and I, feel good because they love us and we love our town.
The other cool thing is the merchants are just they're over the top. I mean, and you know, I tell people, you want to be a small business owner in a small town, you better have a tough hide. I mean, you got to hang in there. You got to be tough to hang in there. I mean, it's hard.
It is true, but it's events like the ones that you all organically help to produce to bring commerce to the community. And again, the hope is that they'll swing back around and visit York, whether they're here for the festival this weekend or come on a random weekend.
Exactly.
Well, their names are Terry Montgomery and John Leake. They are just great guys here in our community. They're always a lot of fun.
You need to get out a little more, Lucas.
And we've got Chloe Jones from the City of York. It's Silver in the City. It's this weekend starting Friday, April the 25th through Sunday. So check them out.